following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golly.
Do you know how long an average ball game lasts?
Tell me.
That's about 3 hours. And did you know at La Quinta, you can instant hold a room there for up to 4 hours, and it's only going to take you about 20 seconds to do.
Well, great teams know how to hold on to leads. Great business travelers know how to hold on to hotel rooms. Just use the instant hold mobile feature only from La Quinta Inns and Suites. Hold a room instantly with only your phone number.
No credit card?
Nope. That's how La Quinta takes care of you, so you can take care of business. Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
The best things in life come in twos.
Is that how the saying goes?
Well, it's true for StubHub. In celebration of summer, StubHub's offering double rewards for summer's hottest concerts and select MLB games through August 5th.
That means if you usually score 2% back, you now get 4%. Or if you're a superstar member, you get 3% rewards, now double to 6% on every eligible ticket.
Clearly, you smashed third grade math.
Mad skills right there.
So get to StubHub today. Sign up for fan rewards if you haven't already and double your rewards through August the 5th.
StubHub!
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in studio after a couple of days in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days. Hope you enjoyed our coverage, and it's not over yet. We've got plenty of folks that we're still going to be talking to in the upcoming shows, upcoming days and weeks, including Minnesota head football coach Jerry Kill being with us today. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll talk American Legion baseball as well. Brad Archer of Kearney Runza, Matt Connett of Kearney Post 52, both heading to the state tournament that starts tomorrow. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. And we welcome in former Husker tight end Monty Kratzenstein. Depending on where you're from.
If you are German or Jewish, your choice, whatever you want to choose, then you're okay.
Monty Kratzenstein with us. Man, he's traded in that schmuck for boots and jeans. You got a big weekend ahead of you. Thanks for coming in, man.
No more scrubs. I'm a pickup boots and jeans guy now. Got back to my roots. Yeah, we're going to Burwell. That's your old stomp. I'll go through your old stomping grounds.
Yes, you will. Burwell Rodeo this weekend.
You know what? I will have a full report next week on all the sights and sounds of the Burwell Rodeo for your entertainment.
You should get in the wild horse race. You and some of your brothers, some of your friends, some of your family, get in the wild horse race.
I got to check my insurance on this new gig that I had. Now, what my insurance coverage is like before I do that sort of thing.
Well, let's talk a little football because we're going to have Jerry Kill with us here in this half hour, and then we're going to do the Legion baseball in the second half hour, and some cool stuff to talk about there as well. But it is that time. Football season is here. We talked a little bit about it at the end of the program yesterday, just some initial reaction coming out of Big Ten Media Days. I think the league is going to be deeper, and as always, I think there's going to be one of these teams that people really like, and it could have an N on the side of their helmet. There's going to be one of these teams that people really like that there's just not enough room for all of them to be good this year, record-wise.
When we joined the Big Ten Conference, this is kind of what we had hoped for, having a team or two that's up there at the very top level, at very top level, but also having depth. I mean, the depth of this conference is really good. And so, you know, if you're one of those guys that likes to go in and blow out a bunch of teams and then get ready for a big game three games down the road, this isn't the conference for you, especially this year.
No, and I don't see a lot of teams. People think Indiana – a lot of this is going to have to do with the schedule, I think, this year, Monty, more than we have seen in the past.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at this – I didn't used to look at schedules a lot, you know, who they play. I just, you know, line them up, play the games and whatever. But in the big – but in this conference, it does make a difference because there's no doubt that Nebraska's schedule – you said that there's a chance Nebraska could be at the very top. Because of Nebraska's schedule, they improve their chances. No doubt about it.
You look up and down some of this, Ohio State. Again, I just don't see – somebody is going to upset Ohio State. That's my gut feeling, is somebody's going to upset Ohio State. But who's it going to be? Wisconsin's at home. The tough road games, are there any? At Michigan, last game of the year. And I think by the time you get to that, you wouldn't be considering that really an upset unless Michigan somehow was 5-6 or 6-5 when those two teams met.
But you think about the stereotype of the Big Ten Conference for years. There's always upsets. There's always somebody that comes out and bites someone else. So I think one of the most fun things about college football, especially this conference, is the uncertainty. And tell me this: what did you learn? What did you learn when you were in Chicago? You're in Chicago. You talked to so many different people, and we'll have all those reports. But what did you learn that was new, or was it just all fluff and coach speak and cliches?
Man, I've noticed that the older I get, the more I forget. I don't know if you've come across that at all.
I don't even know your name right now. I have no idea who I'm talking to.
I'm gonna tell you what. In front of me, I've got Phil Steele. I've got the Bible of college football. Mm-hmm. And we'll just go by team how he predicts them. All right, we'll start with the leaders division, Ohio State. I learned that everybody thinks that they're going to win the Big Ten championship. Everybody thinks that. They are that next level. They're elitist.
Let me ask you this. Is that because of Urban Meyer? Is that because of him, or is it because of their program, their players?
Jim Tressel was that way.
Okay.
Actually, I will say this. It seemed like there was more accessibility, and everybody was a little bit more open. We've talked about this from the days back in the Big 12. You go to the Big 12 media days, you're not talking to anybody from Texas. The only people that are talking to people from Texas have a TV camera on a national scene. Mm-hmm. Those are the only people. And that's kind of the way it was with Ohio State. And a little bit with maybe Michigan and a couple of teams. But everybody else, and Nebraska. I mean, Bo wasn't that accessible to everybody. This year, totally different. I don't know if there was a mandate from under the conference or what. All the blowhardedness came from Jim Delaney and the people that, you know, that you just didn't really care about.
I don't want to sound too, corny. But don't you get the feeling there's just a lot of pretty good guys, for lack of a better term, that are running some of these programs? I mean, listening to you talk to them, listening to those guys, you know, you have a lot of people that me, from a fan standpoint, I kind of like them. You know, it's hard for me. It's easy to hate Urban Meyer. Our listeners will maybe agree with that. But a lot of those guys, I like them.
I don't hate Urban Meyer. I don't dislike Urban Meyer.
I didn't say I did, but there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah,
he's easy to hate.
Because he's won.
He's won, but the way he does it, he just comes in there, and he's just a little slicker and a little more polished, and some people don't like that. Some people do. Some people don't like that. I don't care what you say. There's a lot of people. Run a poll on that one. How many, you know, pro versus con of Urban Meyer? But he's just that. He's a lightning rod of sorts, I think.
Yeah, he's one of those coaches. There's no doubt about it. And one of the moments yesterday, we weren't in the Big Ten luncheon, but now you can watch it. It's been on the Big Ten Network and will continue to be here. Last night when I got home, the Rose Bowl guy was talking, so I turned it off. But apparently, when they talk to the coaches, Dave Revson, the MC, they bring them up three at a time and just kind of ask them a few questions and things like this. Well, Coach Pelini and Coach Meyer were up there at the same time, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And Bo was going on to some of his coach speaks. Well, we like what we're doing here. Our kids do things the right way, on the field, off the field.
and Urban Meyer's sitting right next to him. And it was totally not supposed to be a dig at Ohio State. That was the vibe from the couple of media guys I talked to. But the crowd kind of went, ooh.
That's funny.
But I didn't see anything blow up about that today anywhere in the blogs.
And I think those guys, they have similar roots as far as a geographic standpoint. They don't dislike each other. A lot of that is, again, media or fan creation, too, from that standpoint.
Getting back to kind of your question about what was learned, I think Wisconsin is going to be better than last year. But they've got to get a quarterback. They've got to get a quarterback. I think Gary Anderson, they could be better than last year if the quarterback position plays well. And that it always has to have good position quarterback play. But you got Joel Stavi, who just didn't do a whole lot for Wisconsin. They've got this JUCO transfer that has come, and he is more of a Gary Anderson style of quarterback. But can you really ruffle feathers? Can you move him in? Is he going to be that much better to win the starting job?
You're going to learn, Doug, that, and you know this, I can argue both sides of anything. Just give me a side, and I'll go ahead and argue and give you some maybe pseudo-facts to back it up.
Sky's blue.
Okay.
Well, except when there's clouds, then it's gray.
Exactly. But listen, if you want to, I will agree with you from the standpoint that Wisconsin's a team that, boy, I'll pay attention to. They've got a program. They've got athletes. They've got the pieces there. But as we all know, how difficult is it for a new staff to come in to a conference and just go through that, navigate your way through that from the scouting preparation standpoint. That's what they have against him. You know, I think Gary Anderson's a very good football coach and the staff in place is very good, but they haven't been through this thing that we call the Big Ten Conference.
Doug Dudamani Kratz is down on the Doug and Daddy Show. One thing that was pointed out numerous times from Coach Anderson, from Chris Borland, who we'll hear from here in the upcoming shows, who's one of the top defensive players in the conference, is that they know they were 4-4 in the conference last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know they got to the chance to go to a Big Ten championship game, which they shouldn't have, and they know that.
They didn't have a good
year. They know that.
They didn't have a good year until it was the Big Ten championship game.
They lost all the close games.
Yeah.
They lost all those overtime games. They could have been a legit rep, but they know that they played out of their minds against Nebraska. It's saying so, and they know that if they want to be where they want to be, they've got to be better than last year. So just because they won the Big Ten championship game, they know that they weren't the best team in the Big Ten. And so for the kids to understand that, that's pretty good. For Penn State, they're picked next in that division. It's all about depth and injuries because Coach O'Brien has them going the right way. The kids are playing the right way. They also need a quarterback. So Penn State has to have their quarterback play, but their defense is going to be great again if they can stay healthy. They have no depth because of this sanctions and the penalties that have been put on them for scholarships and so forth and so on.
The thing with Penn State that you can't measure is how much of last year's success was just that gritty, heartwarming story of them bouncing back from what they had to bounce back from. How much of that? And these are college kids. There is a factor. Emotion is a factor. And they had positive emotion on their side. They had this, hey, we're the underdog. We're banding in this together. We're all going forward. Now, they aren't going to have that as much this year. Yeah, they can say, well, we still got these sanctions and whatnot. But that sort of thing is over. So now it comes down to, again, let's play football. And I had a big question mark about Penn State. I don't have any idea what that's going to look like in the middle of the end of the season, Penn State, because of that factor. I don't know. How good are they really? How good is this staff really? I don't know.
They were 8-2 in their last 10 games last year, and the two losses were to undefeated Ohio State and at Nebraska in a game that they almost had under control, and Nebraska made one of their great second-half comebacks to win that football game. So think about that. At Nebraska, where they had a good lead, couldn't hold it, and then Ohio State, who went undefeated. They will not be 2-2 after their non-conference games this year. They started 0-2 last year. They play Syracuse, Eastern Michigan, Central Florida, and Kent State. Now, yes, Syracuse and Central Florida have had some success, but they're not going to be 2-2 starting Big Ten play this year. Their conference record might be, their overall record might be right back there at 8-4.
Sure.
But they won't be 2-2 coming into the conference.
Well, and that's sometimes we forget. We look at teams' records and we say, oh, they're better than they were last year because of their record or their worst because of their record. That isn't necessarily, there's a lot of things other than the record of how a team develops and how good a team is. Don't forget the, you know, you talk about their depth. Don't forget the injury thing. You know, don't you think Nebraska's a little bit different team if Taylor Martinez goes down? I mean, don't you think that all these teams, if the, you think Ohio State is still the overwhelming favorite if Braxton Miller sprains an ankle and misses 2 or 3 starts? I mean, that's the sort of thing that we don't know. You can't even.
But that's why I don't like to discuss that on the show, because all you can do is talk about what's clean across the board. And when we were talking with the Husker Roundtable or any of the guys in our 12 teams in 12 days, well, of course, ifs, ands, and buts. And you can say we are thinnest at fill-in, tight end, linebacker, you know, offensive line. But the guys you put out there, tell me what's going to happen if those 22 play the whole season out, which isn't going to happen. But you can't figure that in. Indiana is the team I found out the least about. We didn't really get around Indiana. Kevin Wilson. I will say this. Kevin Wilson all of a sudden is a big thing. The head coach, the former Oklahoma assistant who had been at North Carolina where he played and now in his first head coaching job, and steady improvement. They were close on a couple of big games last year. They had Ohio State on the ropes. They let the game at Navy get away, and they played some pretty good. And then they struggled down the stretch. They're dropping their last 3 games, Wisconsin, Penn State, Purdue, to fall to 4-8 when they would have been 4-5. This is everybody's little darling team. They think maybe Indiana goes by Penn State, and if they would happen to finish 3rd, that would be a pretty amazing accomplishment. I said on the show yesterday, Purdue is a team I can't see there's any way how they get better. Daryl Hazel might be a great football coach and come in with some great ideas and coaching staff from Kent State, but I just don't see. They've only got 5 guys returning on offense, 8 on defense. I think they went to a bowl game last year, Monty. So that was my argument.
Wait, who didn't?
Well, that was my argument yesterday. Somebody tweeted and said, "Well, they'll do this," and I said, "Look at this schedule. There's no way. There's no way." Yeah. So that's my thoughts on Purdue, and then Illinois. That'll be the team that Purdue beats.
Wow. There you go.
Unless Tim Beckman was just snowing everybody, and I don't know how he can. I haven't really heard anybody say. I mean, Nate Shieldhouse is a great kid and a quarterback and all of that. I think in the back of his mind, he wishes he would have been a senior in eligibility last year. That was the feeling I got. He's moving on with his life. He just got married. We'll see what happens there. Then we'll talk about the Legends Division here in just a moment. But our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day: Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. The Big Ten releasing its players to watch this week, and we did the offensive player. Now we're doing the defensive player. Who is your favorite to win the Nagurski Woodson Defensive Player of the Year? This was a close vote all along. 42% said Chris Borland, Wisconsin linebacker. 33% said Max Bullough, the Michigan State linebacker, and 25% took the suspended Bradley Roby of Ohio State. The corner, I voted for Max just because I like the kid, and he just, when you look at him, he's not, Monty, you know this, you look at a guy, man, that guy's mean.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's mean. Max isn't mean when he's talking to you, but he can be on the football field.
What about Borland? I mean, if...
Doesn't have that look. I mean, doesn't have that look at all.
If I
had to look like 3 times to go, okay, I know he's a linebacker, but I had to keep looking at my sheet to make sure I wasn't messing this up.
I look at that kid, and I laugh all the time at what kids look like on and off the field, the exact same way. If he walked in the door right now, he would be kicker. I don't know if I'd say, you know, college football
fullback.
Player. He just doesn't look that way. But he's a kid that obviously has a lot of – he makes plays. But he doesn't have that look.
He doesn't.
And that's what's funny. And then there's certain guys, you know, we call them all airport team guys or all busty. They get out and you're like, oh, that guy. What's the line? Plays like Tarzan. Looks like Jane. Or –
looks like Tarzan.
Looks like Tarzan. Plays like Jane. Yeah, which one are you?
Well, that was our Midtown Mark cooler question yesterday over the weekend, and I thank producer Jeff for this one. Which is more likely to happen this year for Tony Romo and the Cowboys? Win a playoff game or miss the playoffs? Well, we all know where I'm voting. Win a playoff game. All you Cowboy haters can vote on our Midtown Mark cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Just a quick run through here so we can get to Coach Jerry Kill and our American Legion baseball coach coaches, Brad Archer and Matt Connett. Nebraska is what Nebraska is. We've talked a ton about that here on the show. It's all going to rely on the defense, and you can't rely on Nebraska to outscore everybody because you can't score 50 points a game. And the one game that you trip up, then is the defense there for you. So they're going to have some interesting matchups. All of a sudden, that Northwestern game has become bigger than I thought it would be, at least my perception of it coming back. Michigan State, I still think they're going to struggle on offense. I don't think Michigan State will be competing for the Legends Division crown. I think it will be Michigan. I think Northwestern, that's where I've been swayed. I think Northwestern might have a chance because they have some pretty good offense.
They're my darling team, if you want to call them that. But and they'd probably be offended if you said that because they've done enough to get up to that next step. But you look at the amount of starters that they have back, and you look at the way they're coached and the way they play. If I was a Northwestern fan, I'd say this would be our year. I don't know if that's ever been said because, you know, when they've had great, great years because they've always been the underdog and played that underdog role, and they do that very well. But I like them.
Yes or no, Nebraska's team this year will be better than Nebraska's team next year because all we're thinking about is Taylor Martinez. The defense, I think, has to be better next year. You've got Amir back, but –
I'm trying to formulate this year, and you're throwing next year at me?
What I bring that to Michigan because everybody says that the next 2 years, Michigan is going to be loaded for bear. And when you're expected to do things, sometimes that's when you clench up a little bit. And when you're really not, sometimes that's when you're a little more loose and free. I'll let you think on that for a minute. Michigan, I think, is going to be just fine this year. And I still say it comes down to Nebraska, Michigan, that game to see who goes to the championship. We could get help, Nebraska fans. If Michigan, because I think Michigan has an opportunity to lose more conference games than Nebraska does. Iowa, I just don't see it. Minnesota has Iowa's number a little bit, so if Minnesota beats Iowa, Iowa could be at the bottom of the division, and obviously Hawkeye fans don't want to hear that at all.
Come on, that's our big rival. That's our big rival after Thanksgiving.
And the story that kind of broke out yesterday, right at the end of the show, is that there is some talk, and I got a whole spiel on this, so we'll go to break, but there is talk that Nebraska and Iowa, the conference schedule is set through 2017. After that, maybe they don't play the last game of the year, the Friday after Thanksgiving. The Cedar Rapids Gazette caught up with Mark Rudner, who is the, get this title, Big Ten Senior Associate Commissioner for Television Administration.
I was the second guy in choice for that job. I was looking at that job, and then I couldn't spell any of those long words. That with Kratzenstein wouldn't fit on my card, so I didn't get that job either.
Here's what he told him. We haven't seen the schedule yet. We haven't done it yet. It could be Iowa, Minnesota in the last week, Nebraska, Wisconsin. We just don't know. Huge, huge mistake if it's Nebraska, Wisconsin. I'll tell you why. We'll hear from Jerry Kill, Minnesota football coach. Monty Kratzenstein in with me, Doug Duda, on this edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Big Ten football coverage brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. Don't forget their summer sale is going on now through the end of the month. You get 25% off all summer sportswear for guys and gals like brand names of Tommy Bahama, Cutter and Buck, and Forsyth. Stop by and see them today at Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings.
Round up your team for the annual Coors Miller four-person golf scramble, August 3rd and 4th at the Kearney Country Club. Your entry fee gets you golf on Saturday and Sunday, carts, steak dinner, Calcutta, complimentary drinks, and more. There's also a Friday night shootout and practice round available. Shotgun start on Saturday at 8 or 1:30, so register for your tee time today with the final Sunday at 10 a.m. It's the annual four-person Coors Miller golf scramble, Saturday, August 3rd, Sunday, August 4th at the Kearney Country Club.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com. If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent finish.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26.
You ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
For today, expect a blend of clouds and sunshine. We'll reach a high temperature near 80. Winds a bit breezy from the north at 10 to 20. Do have a chance for showers and storms for tonight, developing low of 54. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Dudamani Kratzenstein, my guest on this Friday program. It's the final Friday of July, Monty. Stop. What's going on?
At least I can start that. Now, once you get back, I can start thinking about football. Now is when I start to make that transition into that football mentality.
We said yesterday, too, a lot of the guys have this next week. This is it. The paper guys, I was talking with Sam McEwen before we got on the flight yesterday from the Omaha World Herald, said, no, it started. We're doing something every day now. And I mean, they're always got somebody, but he says, no, it's I don't have this week off, or I don't have an extra vacation week here.
Yeah.
A lot of the football players, coaches will take this last week to unwind. Yeah. Fan day 1 week from today in Lincoln, and then practice, first one, is on Saturday, August the 3rd. Okay, I gave you some time. Mm-hmm. Nebraska this year, Nebraska next year. Who you taking?
I'm taking Nebraska. I'm taking Nebraska next year.
Okay.
And here's why. I believe to win a championship, you have to have that elite player, and I love senior quarterbacks. Taylor Martinez, I always used to make fun of, you know, everybody wants to talk about the quarterback and blah, blah, blah. It's all about offensive line. Listen, this is Taylor Martinez's year, and if he is as good as we think he could be this year as a senior, it could be something special. But I look at our roster and how many we have to get better on defense, and how many of our better defensive players are young, and we still have some very good underclassmen or offensive players. I think overall as a team, I think we stand a chance to be better next year than this year. But the pieces are in place this year. It's just, are they all going to fit together?
We'll find out. That's what makes it all so exciting, and we're going to talk with head coach Jerry Kill here of Minnesota in just a moment. But, folks, as you get ready for the weekend, boy, did you look at the weather forecast? It's almost perfect. Not too hot. Maybe a little precipitation out there. I understand that there was a little too much storm damage up to the north while we were in Chicago, so hopefully everybody recovers from that. But hopefully your grill didn't take a beating. And your grill should never take a beating when you throw on your meat, your seafood, whatever it is you like to put on there. And it won't if you go to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. Troutman's has USDA Choice certified Angus beef, and of course their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Always have fresh sausage. How about this? Fresh pineapple brats. Carrie and the gang have it made up for you today. Andouille, jalapeno brats, and a whole lot more, plus all the great steaks and sausages that you can get every single day. But again, fresh today, the pineapple brats, the jalapeno brats, and the andouille. Plus, they've got the sauces and the wines and the seasoning and everything you need to go along with it. Beer and wine to wash it down, the seasoning you want just to make it your favorite. And if you just need some snack sticks or some bacon or get some ham or a prime rib, they've got that for you as well. It is Troutman's Quality Meats. You can't do any better, folks. If you've been there before, you know how good it is. If you're new to the area or visiting for the weekend, it's worth the trip to Troutman's on East Highway 30 here in Kearney.
More Big Ten football media days here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and making the rounds is Minnesota head football coach Jerry Kill, who has the Midwestern ties. And, of course, be remiss if our didn't talk Minnesota football since that's our boss's favorite team. You know, Craig, if you're listening back there, we're going to talk Minnesota football. So stop working like you like to do and enjoy some football. Coach Gill, thanks again for some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I told you, I joked with you before we went on. I'm not looking at the publications. They got you way too low, man.
Well, you know, I don't read a whole lot of that stuff, so I couldn't tell you where we're at. But I think that through the past and the stops that I made, usually, it's great. Media days are great to figure out what the estimated where you're going to be and what you're going to do. But I think we all know as coaches and fans, you got to do it on the field. And, I think our program's progressing and very similar to where when I was at Southern, where we were at, and when we were at Northern, and we're year three with our second recruiting class, and we'll be better. You know, what our record's going to be, I mean, I can't predict that, but we improved three games from a year ago, and I expect us to have a better football team. And each year's different, and I would tell you it's a different feel for me going into this year. Just because of the way our kids have worked and what they've done. I've really been pleased with their effort and more so like what I'm used to. So I think we're getting there.
6-7 a year ago, where's this team going to make its biggest jump?
Well, I think overall, we will be – we've got to do a better job. We got to win a close game or two. I mean, I think that's the whole key is I think we're going to be able to be in most of the games we play, but we're going to have to kick a field goal. We're going to have to make a play. And that's something that, we didn't do a year ago. But from an offensive line standpoint, we're going to be better. From a quarterback standpoint, we're going to be better. From a tight end standpoint, we're going to be better. Wide receiver is an area that we've recruited well. We need some people to step up there. Defensive line, we're going to be better. Secondary, we're going to be better. And then linebacker-wise, we're not real deep there. We're going to have some young players come through. But in kicking game, we went out and reached out to get a couple guys that we feel like are going to help us in that area, which is – hurt us the first couple years and feel good about it. We may start just one senior on offense and maybe three on defense. So I think our future is good, but that's usually when you go into a program, that's usually about where you're at in the process. But I'm hoping they're so young, they don't know any better and they'll just go play. And that sometimes is good. Sometimes they get older, they think too much.
Coach Jerry Gill of Minnesota joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One guy that's not young is Rashid Hageman on the defense. This guy is a beast. Is he what you got to hang your hat on?
Well, I don't think there's any question. It's amazing. He's an amazing story. He really is. And since I've come in and what he's done, he's gotten better each year. He's been tremendously focused in the offseason. I think he's got a shot to be a first-round draft choice because there's not many kids that are that big and can 360 dunk and 38-inch vertical. And he's got all the tools. He's just learning how to play the game. But I think he's going to be a big force in the Big Ten. And it all starts up front. I mean, I think you go through all the great teams, and certainly the great teams in Nebraska, they've always been great up front. And I think that's where we'll see the most improvement of our team is that we were very average up front a year ago. And I think on both sides of the ball, we're going to be a lot stronger, bigger, and physical.
Every coach at whatever level is going to line up against another team and have, I guess for lack of a better term, inferior talent. You might not have as much as the other team. Are you getting closer? And how frustrating is that when you coach, when you line up against three All-Americans from Ohio State or anybody you played in previous stops? Does that make the job enjoyable to make that chess match a little bit? Is that what makes your job a little bit better each and every time when you can get closer and closer and then get over the hump?
Well, absolutely. I think that's part of it. I think for whatever reason, my career's been – You taking a job, you built it. I've really never looked for a job. Things have happened. Yeah. So in the process that we're doing, we played Big Ten schools when I was at Northern, and we had some success, but we weren't playing them on an everyday basis. And that was before the Cornhuskers came in, too, and then we've added, the other two teams and so forth. So there's just, you jump in that and you play them week to week, it's different. And so once you get in that first year, you got a little better you know, gear where you need to be and what you need to do. And so I definitely feel like, you know, like on the secondary, we have closed that gap. There's no question in my mind. And we got some depth there with some great athletes. So it is fun to have that challenge to catch up. And we have to do it uniquely because, you know, some schools select and others have to recruit. And we have to recruit right now, and we've got to be able to build them in the weight room a little bit, maybe take a long, skinny guy and put some weight on him, and he's a great defensive back. And that's kind of what our trademark's been. We've had the same strength coach for over 20 years, and so I see that starting to happen right now, and so that's what excites me about the direction we're going. But, you know, realistically, we understand the competition that you face week to week to week, and I think as we look at the Big Ten, I mean, it's a pretty balanced league overall. It really is. And if you don't come to play and you're not ready to play, you're going to get beat. And with your team like us, where we're building, is that, you know, we turned the corner at Southern and Northern when we got some big wins over people we weren't supposed to beat. And then the confidence gained, and then we got going. And I think that's what's got to happen this year, is we got to beat somebody that we're not supposed to beat. And get the ball rolling, and then I think we could be okay. Because I think half a winning's a mindset, and you know, I think there's no question about that. And we've got to change the mindset a little bit.
At least if it's not on October 22nd or 26th, that's okay.
There's October 5th.
Yeah, there's plenty of other games for you to.
You know, the thing about that is that, you know, I got great respect for you know, Coach and the University of Nebraska and what they stand for. You know, I grew up in Kansas and so forth, and I'm just glad this is that, you know, we kind of got double whammied when we went there this year, is that not only did Bo run out of the tunnel, so did Tom Osborne, and I didn't think that was fair. You know, I never called anybody out on that, but, you know, it wasn't like anybody wasn't fired up enough, and then when he ran out of the tunnel, I said, you know what, this could be a long day, and it was. So hopefully I can strike up a deal that Tom will stay out of the tunnel this year.
Well, I think his tunnel days are done. Jerry Kill, head coach, Minnesota. I got one other question for you that I came across. You can correct me if I'm wrong here, but the Vikings and yourself mm-hmm. coming together, and I believe the total is about $300,000 a year. Does that go into the football program? Does that go to the university? If it does go to the football program, how much help is that for you guys?
Well, you know what it is, they're in, I don't know if that's all, and I can't tell you exactly. I'd be not telling the truth. Is we are working together. They're going to be playing our place. I don't know exact details of the financial part, but I certainly know it's going to help our football program. There's no question about that. And it really will help our state, because it'll be a great weekend where you can play a college football game on Saturday and turn around playing NFL one in the same venue. So we're going to take it as a positive and use it as a recruiting. And financially, we certainly will gain from it in the football program.
Coach, appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you move on to the next stop, and can't wait to see the Gophers again this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Jerry Kill. Caught up with him at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. And our Big Ten football preview is continuing, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture of Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. If you're a student looking to furnish your room or apartment, or the parent of a student that's moving somebody in for this college season, then look for Bruce Furniture's bargain basement area, where Bruce Furniture has consignments, closeout, and clearance items. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We will take a break and talk with Brad Archer, Kearney American Legion runs a coach, followed by Matt Connett of Kearney Post 52 after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Life moves fast, and you're a busy person, which means you don't have time for the problems a low credit score creates. So let's cut to the chase. A low credit score can be a serious drag. Whether it's disqualifying you for a line of credit or keeping your interest rates high, it can be incredibly frustrating. But at CreditRepair.com, we totally get it. With 15 years of experience helping people find solutions to their credit issues, we work with both your creditors and the credit bureaus to improve your credit score. Although your results may vary, our past customers have seen an average of 11 negative deletions from their credit reports in just 4 months. So call us at 800-594-5407.
CreditRepair.com went in, did their job, and I sat back. My goal is perfect credit, and I'm on my way.
Call CreditRepair.com at 800-594-5407 and let us get busy fixing your credit. Call 800-594-5407. 800-594-5407.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, expect a blend of clouds and sunshine. We'll reach a high temperature near 80. Winds a bit breezy from the north at 10 to 20. Do have a chance for showers and storms for tonight, developing low of 54. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I didn't get back in time from Chicago to attend the concert, but wow, Buffalo County Fair continues. Creedence Clearwater Revisited will be there tonight, but it sounded like everybody had a great time at Kip Moore and Jake Owen. Did you take part, or did you get drug there?
No way. I love to go, but okay. I sacrificed my ticket so my daughter could take one of her friends, so I did not go. See, Dad of the Year.
What a great American.
Right there.
Great American, better than that communist Damon Day that we have on the show from time to time.
Nice you let him on here once in a while just to give the other side. Good.
Well, okay, yeah, folks, I get it. You've tweeted, you emailed, you've put it on Facebook. Ha ha, haven't seen this one before. Monty, have you heard? What's the safest place to be in Texas during a tornado? Dallas Cowboys Stadium, it's least likely place for a touchdown.
You bring it on yourself, though. When you're a vocal Cowboy fan, you bring it on yourself. Although our audience does have to get new material because that's bad.
Yeah, you know, Chiefs, Jets, find it. You know, come on, people. Browns. Yeah, that's funny stuff. Let's get to some good stuff. State baseball gets underway tomorrow for Class A juniors and all of the senior teams. And once again, Kearney is well represented. Kearney Runza will be headed down to Lincoln at Sherman Field tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock to play Bellevue West. And we welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show Doug Duda, Monty Kratzenstein, the head coach of Kearney Runza. And that's Brad Archer. Arch, congratulations. Back to state once again.
Thanks. We had a good district tournament, and it's always a good deal to for the kids to have an opportunity to go down and compete at the state tournament.
What was better for you? Because we saw some offense when we talked to you earlier in the season. You were concerned about pitching. It looked like it held up, and maybe the competition wasn't as strong as it's always been. So what's your overall feeling coming out of the area tournament?
Well, I think that's a fair assessment. You know, our pitching has improved during the summer. We've had a number of kids step up, and we've been able to build a little bit of not only quality but some quantity as well. So, And I think that was indicative at the district tournament. Benny Bohr came out and gave us seven and a third good innings before his pitch count started to get up a little bit. And then Dakota Schreiner and Alec Kowalski were able to finish off that game. And, you know, that's the thing about districts is once you get to these nine-inning games, those last two innings make a heck of a difference.
Arch, it's Monty Kratzenstein. When I've watched your team, I've seen you know, when you've played so well, it's been, you know, the bottom part of your order is really contributing, doing well. Because, frankly, from what I've seen, your 2, 3, and 4 hitters have been about as good as anybody I've seen in my years of watching Junior Legion. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree. We've got we knew coming into the season that offensively we would be able to hold our own, and if we could you know, play defense and throw strikes and those type of things, at least we'd be pretty competitive throughout the summer, and that's the way it's worked out. But yeah, when you talk about Matt Moore and Anthony Pacheco and Mitch Heemstra, which are 2, 3, 4 hitters, they've had, all three of them have had an incredible year. I think they're all well up into the 400s, and Anthony might actually be over 500. So they've done a great job for us. And then, as you said earlier, that the bottom of our order has really produced as well. Guys like Ben Clark and Dakota Schreiner and Thomas Connolly's had a good year as well. All those guys have come through. Probably Benny Clark's probably been the biggest surprise. I don't think he had a real high average last year coming off of post 52, but Benny's a little bigger and a little stronger this year, and I think he's sitting around 356 right now. So no, that is true. Up and down the lineup, we've been able to hit the ball and score some runs.
With all of your ability to mentor these kids, can't you do something about Benny's hair? I mean, can he not do something like you and I have had to do?
Well, you know, I'm kind of jealous of Benny myself, so I don't really say a whole lot. But we did have that conversation this morning. We had a couple kids get some haircuts finally, and they're looking good. But Benny's going to be moving to Iowa here, so I don't know if I got a lot to say or not. Unfortunately, the Clark family is going to be Dad took a job in Iowa, so he's going to finish out the season with us, and then wish Ben good luck. Good luck there, but he's a heck of a kid, and he's had a great year for us.
Yeah, good family, good kid. All Kearney High will miss that guy. What do you think about – have you gotten as much out of this team as you think you have out of any team that you've coached? I mean, when I look at early in the year and the preseason stuff, you know, we all think we know how good this team could be. Have you gotten about as much out of this team? I hate to say overachieve because that's wrong, but they've done a lot with what they've got. Do you agree?
No, they really have, and I wouldn't disagree. You know, I was a little apprehensive coming in the year, like I said, just because of our pitching. I mean, if we regard Ben Bohr as our number one, you know, Ben was probably our number six last year. So you're jumping up from a number six to a number one, and then we're fairly young as far as our pitching staff is concerned. We got Jake Redmond, Alec Kowalski, and I guess Mitch Heemstra that played last year. But other than that, we've been using a lot of pitchers off post 52 and whatnot. And like I said, that's probably been the area where we've seen the most improvement. And I've got to give a big thanks to Manny Reich and Yancey Birch because they've done a great job with our pitchers throughout the course of the summer. But as you said, no, we've made progress and we've had some quality wins during the summer and our kids have competed as hard as they can and that's what's gotten them to this spot and hopefully we have a good state tournament.
Well, let's talk a little bit about state. Brad Archer, Kearney runs a coach with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Monty Kratzenstein, you draw Bellevue West in your first round game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. What can you tell us about them and maybe the other side where I know you've seen Pius in Northeast?
Well, I can't really tell you much about Bellevue West. That's one of the few teams that we did not play this summer. I've been in contact with Creighton Prep people, so they've kind of given me scouting report on them. Actually, Creighton Prep's played them 9 times in the last 2 years, so they have a lot of information on their players. So we'll use that to our advantage. And then, you know, Pius has a great team. They've been good the last couple of years, very senior-oriented, and we've played them 3 times, and they've beaten us 3 times. They keep throwing that left-hander that's coming to UNK, and as you know, probably we've got a lot of good left-handed hitters, so if we're fortunate enough to play them, I wouldn't doubt that we'll see that Leduc kid again. Northeast is a team that we saw and played in the Peterson tournament, and things kind of went our way that night, but I know they were missing a couple kids for whatever reason it was. I think it was football camp or basketball camp or something, and then I think we just caught them where they were out of pitching, so we know that they'll be tougher than they were that day if that's the team we end up playing. But now we're just going down there with the idea that, you know, we feel pretty good about the draw we got, and hopefully we can compete that first game and come out of there with a win, and then either play Pius or Northeast the next day.
What do you think about the, I call it a new format, but the two state tournament format that's been around here now for, I guess, for a few years. You have an opinion about that?
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. I mean, there's some advantages that more kids get an opportunity to play in the postseason, and now you get two cities that get a host tournament and have an opportunity to make some money for their programs. I guess the thing that I question at times is it really changes the district tournament, because now, you know, instead of playing to win it, you've got teams that are kind of looking at matchups and, you know, trying to maybe get that second place, and not necessarily first. I mean, they'll take first if they get it, but they're setting up their pitching matchups to make sure that they can have a good run at second place. So, and I think you look at our district tournament, that's the way it's gone. You know, the last couple of years, we've always, you know, went after it and tried to win the first two games, and then you're automatically in. But you can kind of tell when maybe there's an upset the first game or something like that, that people are holding pitchers back, so they make sure they've got maybe still a number two that can throw on that third day of the tournament, which would get teams into the state tournament. So, you know, like I said, a lot of advantages to it, and sometimes it just changes the whole format. Probably puts a lot of pressure on coaches too, because they're trying to slip by and save a guy and those type of things. But I just like the tournaments where everybody runs out. Everybody's competitive. All four teams are competitive in our district, and everybody has to throw their one the first day, two the second day, so on and so forth, instead of trying to outguess people. And that's what makes it tough.
Sure. I will say, from a fan's perspective, and that's really what I am, there, you got a team that's fun to watch. Love to watch them hit the ball. Looks like they have a good time. They compete. Those are all things that, from a coaching standpoint, too, I know you got to be proud of those guys.
Yeah, Arch always has these kids, and Matt, who we're going to talk to in a minute here, does as well. Arch, I got to know, when you make the magic potion, do you make enough of it before the area tournament for state, or will you be making more magic potion tonight for the state tournament for these kids?
We're going to have to probably make some more magic potion and take our chances there. But now, as Monty said, we've got a great group of kids and a group of kids that really get along well with one another. Matter of fact, we just got done eating as a team up here at Valentino's, thanks to Tino Martinez and TNM Sports in downtown Kearney there. Tino's feeding both teams, and Renza just got done eating, and Post 52 is coming in next. So I want to give Tino a big thank you for that. Kids really appreciated it.
Pretty good rivalry, and Tino and the boys stepping up there. And Grand Island, by the way, going to the tournament that will be the other side in Omaha. Brad, we'll let you digest then, and we wish you guys the best of luck over the next few days in Lincoln.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Arch. Brad Archer joining us here. Doug Dudamani Kratzenstein on the Doug and Daddy Show, as Carney Renzo will play tomorrow at 4 o'clock at Sherman Field in Lincoln. I don't know how they keep doing it.
I was just going to say, you look at, and that's one thing I love about the program, I love about baseball, is you look at kids and you think of some of these kids. You know, I've been around now long enough to, I remember some of these kids when they played 12-year-old baseball, 13-year-old. And there's kids that are good players for them that, you know, when they were in whatever, little league or playing travel team, you're like, oh, they're okay. God, they get a lot out of kids. And you know, if you've got a kid that's playing for their program, for their system, for Arch, you know, they're going to end up being as good as they can be. And from a parent standpoint, you love that. I mean, because, you know, they got a good thing going there. They really compete.
Well, don't forget today, right now, as a matter of fact, the Little Leaguers are over at Apple Market. They're there until 1 o'clock, hot dog and brisket sandwiches, chips, pop, helping them secure funds to take care of the expenses, because they're headed back to Indianapolis next week. So stop by today, free will donation from 11 to 1, hot dogs or brisket with the chips and the soda at the Apple Market here on Highway 30 in Kearney. And then tomorrow from 11 to 1, they'll be up at Builder's Warehouse for a car wash and a bake sale. So hit one, both, either, and help them out, because they start next week, 1 week from today. We'll have the Kearney Little Leaguers back in Indianapolis. Last year, the team made it to the Little League World Series, first Nebraska team to do that, and they'll try and do it again. Stop by and see them at the Apple Market. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk with Post 52 coach Matt Connett.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids. And the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
A message to all taxpayers. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? If so, the IRS has the power to garnish your wages and even take your home or business. If the IRS has sent you letters, don't ignore it. Your problem will not go away. Now is the time to take action, since the IRS has recently released new programs designed for struggling taxpayers. One of these programs even allows you to settle your tax debt and have up to 85% or more taken off the amount you owe if you qualify. Even better, the IRS stops all collection activities against you, allowing you to pay off the reduced amount each month. If you have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or being issued a bank levy or wage garnishment, take action now. 911 Tax Relief's expert team of tax professionals can immediately protect you from the IRS collectors and get you the best possible settlement. Call 1-800-745-7649. 1-800-745-7649. 1-800-745-76.
The Braves are sitting high atop the National League East, while the Cardinals lead the way in the National League Central. And this weekend, they go head-to-head in Atlanta.
To second, out at second. Oh, what a play.
Baseball's best road team versus one of the league's best home teams. Something's gotta give.
See you later. Home run, Yadier Molina.
It's the Cardinals and the Braves, Saturday and Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, expect a blend of clouds and sunshine. We'll reach a high temperature near 80. Winds a bit breezy from the north at 10 to 20. Do have a chance for showers and storms for tonight, developing low of 54. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday show. Don't forget to sign up for Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram's chance to win Nebraska football tickets. They will be giving those away on August the 25th, the week before the first game against Wyoming. 8 home games. All you have to do is like them on Facebook, folks. Register, and they're going to be giving away a pair of Huskers season tickets. And don't forget, their summer clearance event continues through the end of the month, where the customer not only receives rebates, but the always great hassle-free Midway discount, additional discount from the manufacturer. And during the summer, they've already been giving away the $500 Visa gift card to be used anywhere. So, folks, stop by today and check out the great vehicles. They're, again, sponsoring the Buffalo County Fair, where Creedence Clearwater Revival will be performing tonight. You can see some of the great vehicles you have out there. And I know the Midway guys are having fun as well with being a part of the Buffalo County Fair. Corn dogs and lemonade, man. Monty Kratzenstein.
Stuff on a stick. Stuff on a stick. I've had to increase my workouts this week just in preparation for a couple fair visits.
You got a favorite fair food? I mean, is there something when you do go to meat county or state?
Meat on a stick. You can't go with corn dog. You can't. I don't like
you get
big
your
drums.
Turkey leg.
No. That's a little too much for me. That's
no
a
pickle.
That's a little too southern redneck for me. the big old turkey drum. No, but I'll go meat on corn. It can't be a corn dog. Corn dog and a funnel cake? Kidding me?
I love corn dog.
My kid came home at about 11 o'clock last night from his rides and all stuff. And I said, well, did you eat anything? Since supper, he goes, yeah, I had a funnel cake and fried Oreos. I'm like, before or after? I to be a kid, right?
Oh,
What does that do to your tummy?
Well, I don't know. I get, if I'm riding in the back seat of my car, I get a little car sick, so I don't think I'm a big ride. I'm a bad guy to ask.
Matt Conn of County Post 52 going to join us here in just a second to talk about their state tournament. But this morning, UNK announced the six members that will be going into the Athletic Hall of Fame for the Lopers. Homecoming weekend is September 20th and 21st. And if you've been around Kearney for very long, or the state very long, there's two or three big-time names here. Justin Coleman, maybe the greatest quarterback to ever play for the Lopers. Division II set 11 Division II national passing records during his career. Yards passing, yards per attempt, completion, games of 200 or more yards, games of 300 or more yards, and touchdown passes by a freshman. He had 29 his freshman year out of McCook.
They should have put him in the Hall of Fame after that year.
Nick Savela. Who led the UNK men to Florida, man.
You know, when Nick Savela ruined my basketball, or ended my basketball career. And 22nd story. I played a lot of basketball, a lot of city league, you know, could play a little bit. The day that I was, whatever it was, and I was guarding Nick Savela, and he was like 1 year out of college from being an All-American, and I'm trying to guard him, and every time he crossed half court, he started yelling, mismatch, give me the ball. I'm like, you know, this might be time for my basketball career to be over, I think. So he kind of pushed me into retirement. You know, Nick did that. I'm like, what am I doing?
Come on, man.
I mean, they didn't have the ball. He hadn't even secured a rebound. He was yelling, give me the ball, mismatch. That wasn't fair.
Two-time RMAC Player of the Year, first-team Division II All-American, academic All-American. He averaged 20.5 points and 8 rebounds as a senior. When he graduated, he was the fourth all-time leading scorer, fifth all-time leading rebounder. Took to the Lopers to their first and only so far Elite Eight Division II tournament down in Lakeland, Florida. That was quite the year, and of course that was the year of the beat Metro in the corner shot at the Health and Sports Center, which probably ranks as the number one moment in the history of the Health and Sports Center.
My favorite, that is my favorite Loper team ever. Nope. I mean, I'm not joking. Those guys, they're a bunch of studs, great kids. That was fun. That was a fun year.
Top of my head, you know, there's only about three things. That, the National Volleyball Championship, and the National Wrestling Champion tournament. Mm-hmm. There are probably a few others, but those are the ones that stick out. Also, Laura Espenmiller North, outstanding softball player. She was the two-time RMAC Player of the Year, named to the RMAC All-Time Centennial Team when they did that here a handful of seasons ago. Diane Davidson-Rose played volleyball and softball. Of course, many people know her now as over 600 wins at Grand Island Northwest as a high school volleyball coach and a state champs this year. Also going in will be Terry Renner, a football player, and then longtime assistant coach. And finally, also going in will be Jim Runstrom, who's been chairman of the Athletic Hall of Fame Committee since its inception in 1980. So he's going in as a contributor, and a congratulations to all of those UNK Hall of Famers. Also, UNK hosting the second of their four finalists for the athletic director position. Gene Berger, who is the senior associate athletic director and senior women's administrator at Northern Iowa, will be on campus on Monday. So a couple of notes there for you concerning UNK. Does it matter to you who the UNK AD is? Do you follow that?
Nope. It doesn't affect me and my family and my community. I think that they're all probably high quality. They aren't going to change a whole lot. It isn't going to affect us day to day. Maybe I should care more, but I don't.
You know, it's going to be somebody good.
Absolutely. They're going to be good. You know, as long as they're able to keep Damon Day under control, that's the big, I mean, that's got to be the biggest job, right? I mean, hey, why isn't he in the finalist? Have we talked about that? Have you talked about that during some point?
Yeah. Not with him though. I don't know if he applied.
Why wouldn't he? Are you kidding me? Now then I'd be excited about some stuff. Can you see the headline now? Double D named UNK AD.
Double dip. He's the AD. We get a new baseball coach. You know, it's all good.
And he'd probably name himself as the golf coach. That would be spectacular. We'd have some fun.
State American Legion baseball tournaments get underway tomorrow, and North Platte is hosting the Class A juniors and Kearney Post 52, a staple there. Of course, the Kearney programs have had so much success, and Coach Matt Conant joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the success and preview their matchup with Millard South, take a look at the overall tournament field. And Matt, just once again, hey, congratulations. We all kind of knew in the back of our mind that it was going to come down to Hastings and Kearney in the area tournament, and you guys had three splendid games.
Yeah. First, thanks for having me on. We knew for about a month going in that more than likely the seeding was going to fall to where us and Hastings were going to see each other that first round, and you know, we kind of expected, you know, maybe the two of us to be the two left there on Tuesday. And those were three pretty spectacular games. Even the 3-0 loss in that first championship game, those were three of the better games that I've been a part of.
Matt, how did winning that opening game, going 10 innings, how did that change the outlook and the way that this tournament played out, maybe for both of the teams?
Well, and we, you know, as coaches, we kind of talked about it going in, and we had a pretty good feeling that the winner of that first game more than likely was probably going to win the district, just because of, you know, we had to do it last year, dropping that first game to Hastings, and then we actually were fortunate enough to come back through the loser's bracket and beat Hastings twice on that last day. You know, it's not easy by any means. I mean, it really shows the depth of a team's pitching staff, and it's not an easy feat. We knew that if we could get them the first game, that would give us the best possible scenario, obviously, with the day off the next day. I mean, you can't beat having an extra day off here and there, especially during a district tournament. You know, something you don't get during a state tournament.
Talking with Kearney Post 52 coach Matt Connett here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How did having to go to that second championship game, what was the strategy in your mind with the pitching, and will that affect who gets the start tomorrow?
You know, as far as tomorrow goes, we have an idea who we're going to throw. I think right now we're leaning toward Braden Eck out. And the only reason would be, you know, normally I think that, you know, Chris Langan is probably a guy who's at the top of our rotation. The problem is, though, is he threw on 4 days rest that second game of the championship series there. He would be the guy we would probably go to. I guess we feel a little more comfortable giving him one more day. Eck out through that same day, although he only threw the one day. He threw about 90 pitches, and we feel a little more comfortable with him coming off of 4 days rest throwing 90 instead of, you know, Chris coming off of two games of, you know, almost 200 total pitches between the two with 4 days rest. So we're going to give Chris probably an extra day. He'll more than likely go game two. But right now I think we're leaning toward Braden Eck out.
Matt, it appears that you do have a good group of pitchers to choose from, and there wasn't a lot of offense as far as against Hastings in this area tournament. But it seems like you guys were able to find some timely hits. Talk about your offense, and obviously some of the same kids that we just mentioned are leading your team at the plate too.
Yeah, we've been a team that's kind of up and down offensively this year. When we face what we would consider, you know, average to below average pitching, we seem to do pretty well at the plate, which would be expected. I mean, that's what you should do. When we face better pitching, you know, we tend to struggle a little bit, and that's a credit to the pitchers that we face. I mean, Zach Merrill and Brooks Asher and Jarek Foote from Hastings. They did a great job in the three games that we saw those guys from Hastings throughout the district tournament. I mean, they did a great job keeping us off balance. Zach Merrill threw on 4 days rest, threw a fantastic complete game against us in that first game. But you know, going into the state tournament, we're going to see similar pitching. We're going to see, you know, it's not going to be just one Zach Merrill. We're going to see, you know, probably three or four of them. If not more, if we're lucky enough to get deeper than a couple games. We just need to make sure that we take advantage of opportunities when they're given to us. When we get guys in scoring position, you know, we've got to come through. We've got to make sure that we execute at the plate, whether it's laying down a bunt or coming up with some way to drive in a run. That was the biggest thing, and that was the key in that second game. You know, like I said, the first one, Merrill shut us down, and the second game, we were lucky, you know, Nathan Howe comes up and gets a big two RBI double to put us on top in that second game. And then, you know, we were lucky enough, we got guys on in the bottom of the seventh and move them up with a sacrifice bunt by Ty Roseberry. And then Dylan Frueling came through with a big hit for us. So, you know, it's just taking advantage of opportunities when they're presented to us.
We're talking with Kearney Post 52 coach Matt Connett here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, they play Millard South in North Platte. And then North Platte and Lincoln Pius X are on your side of the bracket. Obviously, fans of your team are familiar with North Platte. But what kind of scouting report can you give first on Millard South and then potentially Pius?
The nice thing is we have seen everybody in the state tournament except for Papillion South. Papillion South normally comes out to our tournament earlier in the year. I think Coach Spilker had a baby that exact same weekend, so they pulled out of it this weekend. But we've seen 7 of the 18, or six of the 7 possible opponents. The nice side on our bracket, we've seen Millard South once. They did beat us 7-5. That was a game, if I remember right. We made quite a few mental errors, not so many physical errors, but more on the mental side that gave them several runs, and that was, in my opinion, that was the reason that they ended up getting us that day. We've seen Pius actually 3 times. We beat them 2 of the 3. Now that was early in the year, and I know that they rattled off about a 24-game winning streak there toward the end of the year. So they're probably playing a lot better than maybe they showed us early on in May and early June. North Platte, we've obviously seen 3 times this year too, and we've been fortunate to get 3 wins there. But it's nice. It's a very competitive state tournament. The teams that are in it, I think it's one of the tougher ones. There weren't a whole lot of surprises in the district tournaments. I guess the only one in my mind might be Westside over Millard West out of their district, and really either one of those two could have come out of there very easily.
Just another couple minutes here with Kearney Post 52 coach Matt Connett. Coach, is there an advantage, do you think, with the tournament being in North Platte? We always talk about teams from the east having to come out west. Do you think that plays into your hands just a little bit?
Well, it's always, it's always nice for our kids to be able to, stay at home. They're staying at home. They're sleeping in their beds at night. I mean, I don't think that's anything to be overlooked. Their routine is not upended too much. We're not staying in a hotel for 2, 3, 4 days in a row. But I think, any advantage we can get, the Eastern schools, they like playing, in Omaha or in Lincoln, if they can help it. If we can gain an advantage by maybe making them a little bit more uncomfortable, being out of their comfort zone a little bit as far as having to come to North Platte, staying in hotels, stuff like that. We'll take it, any advantage we can get. I think it's a fairly evenly matched field in terms of the 8 teams that are involved. I don't know if there's a definite favorite, to be sure. The only team we haven't seen is Papillion South. And if they're like what we would expect and what they've been in past years, I would think that they would, be definitely a favorite for sure. But like I said, it's a pretty evenly matched field from what I've seen, as far as how well I know we're playing and how well I know, teams like Grand Island are playing outside of those Eastern schools.
And finally, Matt, obviously sports help young men and young women mature. Sometimes sports helps people heal. And obviously your team and the Kearney community dealing with the tragic loss of Cole Roseberry, and you've got Ty on the team. Anybody that saw the Kearney Hub, some great photos. Cash was the bat boy. Talk about through sports how these kids are working through this and what it meant to win that game.
Well, first of all, I think Nathan Hart, new sports writer for the Hub, I thought he did a fantastic job on that article. There was, he did a nice job of balancing, the game with what else was going on. As far as the loss that the Roseberries experienced, there's not much you can say. I mean, it's tragic in every sense of the word. It's tragic. I mean, you just don't expect to lose a child, at 12 years old or any point in time as a parent. But I think the team did a nice job. They kind of rallied around Ty. They came up with, they wore a wristband for a couple games there, and then even the runs a team got in on too. They showed up after our game Tuesday night. A few of the players came down, and Jake Redmond, who lost his mom a couple years ago, he actually kind of spearheaded the whole thing, and they came down and they took the Post 52 hats, and they took them into get Cole's initials embroidered on the side, something very similar to what they did with Jake's mom a few years back. And you know, it's just that, and it's the countless other ways that the community and the parents of both baseball teams and the parents that aren't even associated with Kearney Legion baseball right now, the community in general, they've rallied around that family, and it's fantastic to see. I mean, it's something you're not going to see in possibly, you know, other settings. You know, Kearney's just a special place. And I think that, everybody, you know, has some tie to that family. It seems like everybody has some sort of connection, and no matter how big or small it is, I think that they've done their part to help, you know, the Roseburys get through it. Hopefully, you know, baseball kind of falls by the wayside to a family like that has, you know, suffered a loss. But hopefully, you know, maybe the baseball games kind of help them get through it. Let's Ty and Dave and Danny and Cash take their mind off it for, you know, even if it's for a couple hours a day or something like that. Hopefully that's what it's done for them.
Well, it's amazing how kids just kind of get it. And Matt, we sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we wish you guys the best of luck, and let's make it a long run through the North Platte State Tournament this next week.
Yeah, we hope so. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You bet, Matt. Matt Connett, Kearney Post 52, American Legion baseball coach. Both the Kearney teams are at the state tournament. Here is the Class A junior bracket that will be going on in North Platte. Starts tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. How about this? Papillion La Vista against Papillion South. So they drive out to play that first game. That's the way it works out. Grand Island 5 points will play Omaha West Side at 1. Then at 4, Kearney Post 52 plays Millard South. And North Platte, the host, will play Lincoln Pius the 10th tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. This is a double elimination tournament with the championships scheduled for next Wednesday. For the seniors, Kearney Runza is in the Class A tournament at Sherman Field. And the first game tomorrow at 10 a.m. will have Omaha West Side against South Sioux City. At 1, Omaha Scut plays Papillions Pinnacle Bank. Then at 4, Kearney Runza against Bellevue West. And at 7, the host, Lincoln Northeast, will play Lincoln Pius. The Class B seniors, the other Class A tournament is at Millard West. And at 10 a.m., Grand Island Home Federal has the first game against Omaha Gross. At 1, Millard South against Omaha Burke. At 4, Creighton Prep plays Scotts Bluff. And at 7, Millard West will take on Lincoln Southwest. Now the Class B seniors out in Garing. The first game tomorrow morning at 11, Elkhorn Mount Michael against Hickman Norris. Waverly and McCook will play at 1:30. Seward and Sydney at 4:30. Aurora and Garing 7:30. Again, that's the times out in Garing tomorrow. And Class C is up at O'Neill at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Taylor Burwell Sargent plays Pender. At 2, St. Paul takes on Hardington. At 5, David City will battle Malcolm. And at 8, Sutton will take on the host, O'Neill. Nebraska pitcher Aaron Bummer has been named the starting pitcher for the East squad in the Cape Cod League All-Star Game, which is tomorrow night in Massachusetts. The game will be televised nationally on Fox College Sports beginning at 3:30 if you are interested in that. Folks, if you're bouncing around looking for a little lunch break, whether you've got fair activities, whether you've got sporting activities, or you're just hungry, Big Dally's Deli is there for you in Kearney on top of the hill at 3905 North 2nd Avenue. Two locations in Hastings, downtown and right across from Duncan Field, 801 West 2nd, 610 East South, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Big Dally's Deli offers many other menu items such as soups and salads. And folks, how about you just pick a number today? Let's go with, you know, they got the Jake. That's the new one. It's got everything on it. It's not the jumbo. It's not the pounder. But try the Jake out there. It's got the ham, the turkey, the roast beef, the bacon. What more could you want? Pick your bread, pick your toppings, hot, cold, whatever you want. It's there for you at Big Dally's Deli, top of the hill, Kearney, two locations in Hastings. Now, coming up on Monday, we will be back in studio. Jim Langen will be in as co-host. Got a lot going on. We'll continue on with more of our interviews from Big Ten Media Day. In the upcoming shows, we'll talk with Michigan coach Brady Hoke. We'll talk with Wisconsin coach Gary Anderson. We'll talk with Penn State coach Bill O'Brien. Some of the
analysts are Joel Klatt of Fox Sports. Also caught up with Mike Pereira. You've seen his smiling face explaining the rules during the game. They go to him to find out what the officials are looking at and interprets the rules, and then kind of tells you maybe if the right call was made. We'll talk with Mike Pereira about some of those rule changes. Also, Iowa linebacker James Morse, Michigan State linebacker Max Bullo, Minnesota running back Donnell Kirkwood, Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter, Illinois quarterback Nathan Shielhaus, along with Penn State linebacker Glenn Carson and Wisconsin linebacker Chris Borland. So that's all coming up in the upcoming couple of weeks here as the season gets underway. And all of our Husker talk and all of our football talk brought to you in part as well by TNL Irrigation Systems. And TNL Irrigation is proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Huskers, not a lot of recruit talk. Bo Pelini touched on it a little bit, but not a lot of recruiting talk at Big Ten Media Days. But TNL knows the choice is simple. Whether you're looking for a Nebraska recruit or looking for that next pivot system, TNL provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer, or you can always go online, TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. If you're golfing this weekend, you're fishing this weekend, you're going to the Burwell Rodeo or any of the area fairs this weekend, Buffalo County Fair, the concerts, enjoy yourself, be safe, and we can't wait to talk to you again next Monday as July wraps up and we get in to August, which is really the official start of football season. A reminder, Nebraska Fan Day, if you'd like to go to that, is next Friday afternoon at Memorial Stadium, and practice begins 1 week from tomorrow. And if you are on top of things and want to get your Big Ten championship football tickets, the championship game is December 7th in Indianapolis. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on Ticketmaster. We want to thank Brad Archer, Kearney Runza, Matt Connett, Kearney Post 52, and Minnesota football coach Jerry Kill, plus our main man, Monty Kratzenstein, for joining us here on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.